WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Brian Chubb, how are you? I understand you are in the service.
No, I'm playing a sailor in 1940.
Oh, you're not really?
No, I'm not.
I have the wrong info here. Well, anyway, you look more like a baseball player to me. Do you like baseball?
Not really, no.
Really? I got to take you out to the ballpark sometime. You know what's great today in the ballpark? They have signs. Make some noise.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. And a lot of times when I'm at a ball game, I'm not concentrating because I'm aware of people either looking at me or not looking at me, and I'm constantly telling people. And I lose track of the game, so when I say, make some noise, I say, it's time to do that. They should have that in the movies, too. Make some noise. Shed some tears. Laugh here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Please laugh here.
What not?
Uh-huh.
Excuse my French, but I am P.O.'d.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Dumbass.
Your source for warmth. The Don and Mike Show.
I was ashamed to wear my own hat.
Who was that? Michael Waltrip?
Yeah. I was ashamed to wear my own hat.
Oh, that when he was cheating?
No, he wrecked his SUV yesterday.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip.
I was ashamed to wear my own hat.
When the car stopped, I was sad that I'd wrecked. I was embarrassed that I'd wrecked. I was thankful that I wasn't hurt. I just hope this is a lesson to the children and grown-ups alike at home that you have to be game on when you're driving a vehicle.
Good advice.
That's a good way of putting it. You have to be game on.
I want to talk race with that guy.
Michael Waltrip?
Car race, Mike.
Car racing.
Yes, sir.
Well, without giving away too many of the fabulous CBS radio secrets,
yes,
I'll tell you that here's a shock. At first glance, mm-hmm. at first thought, the company says no mm-hmm. to having two of the radio stations together having a discussion about race.
Like just to go away.
Because they don't want, I think it was something like CBS doesn't feel comfortable discussing race.
It's the comfortable broadcasting system.
It was something like that.
Does it fall into the category of too good an idea?
Yeah, I don't really follow exactly. John, do you feel comfortable talking about that at all?
We're actually it's moving along fairly well.
It's in the works.
It's in the works.
Oh, good. Well, that's good.
Well, then that's a total 180 from what you just told me.
Well, we try to get Donnie Simpson. I talked to his producer. CBS is a little reticent to have him talking to outside media, somebody outside of CBS, and they haven't decided whether we qualify as that because we have non-CBS affiliates.
Yeah. It sounds like they're already starting to make excuses.
See, that's what I was saying.
Pretty lame.
What you're talking about is Donnie Simpson is the morning guy at WPGC, the urban station, uh-huh. friend of ours. Right. They're already worried about that he would be making a comment about race.
To someone in the same company.
Hello? Yeah.
Well, let's let them, let's give them some time.
Yes.
Before we jump on them, before we attack, and let's figure it out that we can get this done.
They are on board for the round table, though, in the simulcast, and they're looking into that right now. They sound very excited about it.
Well, that's good. Well, so that would be now the third interpretation
of what's
happening.
So it's one of
those.
That's the most recent.
I only tell you what they told me 1 minute before we went back on the air.
Isn't that the way this company works, though?
This was 10 seconds before.
CBS says no. They're reticent, and they're on board with the round table.
All of that within 2 minutes.
Within 2 minutes,
they're very excited.
No, hold on, Mike. Move it up a notch. Not only have they kiboshed the idea,
right?
They're very excited.
They're
about it.
Very excited about the round table.
Want to make it work.
I think I'm going to put my head through the drywall.
That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Do it where we have some of the padding.
Did they actually say, want to make it work?
That's what he said.
You know, because that is code for never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see. Maybe.
Seriously, don't you speak CBS?
Maybe they've updated the code book.
Well, as I said, I think that the fallout from all of this has to happen before.
Yeah,
it has to settle a little bit before, but I think if we I know that there's a pit bull in this room who, when he gets an idea, does not exactly give up.
Isn't it really seriously, Mike, isn't it the right time? Right now, today, tomorrow, Monday, I mean, aren't people seriously right now, aren't we maybe at a crucial time where people might for one day want to really talk about race?
I would think so.
If we don't,
I would think so.
It'll fade if we don't.
I think if we don't get it done next week, we're in trouble.
Because you know what's going to happen.
But I also think with CBS suits, getting it done next week. This is just my prediction now on the way they move around here. Might take a bit of time.
Let's give them a chance.
Well, what if we and a friend at the other station were just to do it?
Yeah, that can be done too.
I mean, it seems to me, you know,
there are engineers involved, but we could go over there.
Yeah, do it first and ask questions later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing that I would ask is that it also be broadcast on ours, even if we have to go off the network that day, even if we just broadcast to Washington, D.C. that day.
Even if we go down and do that, you know, it can be done this way. We can go on his show and then we can rebroadcast it on our show. It can be done that way.
But then the blacks get the upper hand, Mike.
You're a funny guy.
Then the blacks get it first.
Well, then it might have to be done twice.
We could do two shows in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we could.
Yeah.
You know, or we could, you know, what the hell, whatever. Yeah, you're right. We could do it.
Yeah, there's some logistics, but we'll figure it out.
We could do it. I would just love to have, for one day, the honest, open dialogue with real people.
Both audiences.
Talking about all this BS that's going on.
Because
It's all just so much BS. It's making my freaking head spin today.
It's truly amazing. And a lot of things need to be spoken about. And a lot of things that are normally ignored on all radio stations. I think this would be a very good thing.
All right, let's see what's happening here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I just said what Martha Stewart would say. It's a good thing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Big Daddy.
Hi there.
Hello, old man.
Is that me?
Is it old boy or old man?
Old sport.
Old sport.
That's right,
Big Daddy and Old Sport. We have just changed the name of the show.
Very good.
That's right, my lord.
And incidentally, when we do this thing, whenever we do this thing, because I know Donnie and I know Donnie's producer over there, and I'm already thinking about what I'm going to wear. And even though I don't play anymore, I'm going to wear a tennis sweater tied around my shoulders. You know, in the great tradition of the stereotypical white guy that's in movies,
right.
That's what I'm going to look like.
I called you my lord, and you didn't call me my lady.
I'm sorry, my lady. I was thinking about what I was going to say. I apologize.
And I think that if we do this summit, do this radio summit,
right.
That I'm going to hire Hollywood actor Ted McGinley to play me. I can think of no one who epitomizes being white more than Ted McGinley.
Excellent notion, m'lady.
Thank you, my lord.
And that's what they said in those days.
Yeah.
Excellent notion.
Hello, are you still there? You're on the air.
Yes, I'm still here.
What's up?
The big comment that he made, it was some bantering going about with him and his sports guy.
Wait, are you talking about the Imus thing?
Yeah.
All right, you're retreading something we already know all about.
Well, no, it hasn't been talked about. If you've listened to the whole deal, that
are you gonna say the sport that his producer guy said bad stuff to?
Sid said worse stuff.
Right, they're all gone.
Yeah. I got news for you, they're all fired.
They're all gone. Are you happy now?
No. I think it's totally wrong. Are they asses? You betcha they are. And I've never liked Iron Man, but, you know, it goes back to that.
White people are smart, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Slow down.
See what I mean?
Do you think there was any medication involved with that call?
That's why we get all the breaks. Because
We're
so smart.
We're so smart.
Uh-huh. White people.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on here. Howdy, what's up?
Don, Mike.
Yes.
How you doing?
Sorry, I'm just laughing about that last call.
You are on the air.
Yeah, hey, Don. On your athlete foot.
Yes.
Have you tried Head and Shoulders? Try it for 2 weeks, man. It'll go away.
How do you How do you put the Head and Shoulders? I mean, do you lather up first, or do you pour it directly onto the fungus?
The medic.
Hey, just like you do with your hair. Put it on your feet and lather it up. It works great for freaking crotch rot.
Now listen to me.
Unbelievable stuff.
That to me is a reasonable idea. That's something you could try. You could try with no effort whatsoever.
Try Head and Shoulders on my athletes.
What type of shampoo do you normally use?
Pert.
that's so cute.
That's a shampoo and conditioner.
You're goddamn right. You got a problem with that?
You'd have to have like hobbit feet for it to lather. I mean, doesn't shampoo need hair to grab onto?
Are you gonna mock my pert use?
Pert's a funny shampoo.
Are you a suave man?
I am. How did you know that? How the hell did you know that?
Well,
it's cheap.
And you smell so nice.
Suave deep cleaning for men.
Right.
Unlike your deodorant.
Yeah, and I still use the...
It's like donkey urine that's got some car freshener in
that's
it.
That's quality stuff. That's wonderful. And I don't use Suave because it's inexpensive, not cheap. I use it because it does get my hair the squeakiest.
You don't use what I use then, which is a cake of Dial soap.
Of course you do.
It's true.
You don't have any hair.
Do you wash your hair with Dial soap?
I do.
Hello, Jesus, Don and Mike. Could
you fat head.
Touch a Neanderthal.
He is.
Hello.
Then I go eat raw meat.
Geico caveman.
Rob the Viking.
Hello.
That's
Hi.
It.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I'm a first-time caller.
Yeah, bad.
And I'm calling in to chime in on you.
Yeah,
on the topic of the IMIS. You know, of course, I'm a black woman, and I listen to IMIS often, and I listen to Howard Stern, you guys. I'm not in agreement with the firing because, it, to me, it says, where does the censorship stop?
Yeah.
That's kind of our
issue as well. Yeah.
Right. Okay, because actually, I actually emailed IMIS because I heard him make the actual comment, and I know that the whole format of the show and, you know, the jokes and the shock jock type of thing, and it struck a chord in me. I actually emailed him and shared with him that, you know, it wasn't so much what he said, it was just the way that he said it. It came across kind of harsh.
Okay, so when you heard it the first time, it kind of pissed you off.
Yeah, it did, and I emailed him, and I must admit I did, and I normally don't email. I spend a lot of time in my car, I spend a lot of time driving,
right.
And I emailed him because it just felt, you know, so belittling, but at the same point, I feel as though we all have a freedom of speech. I feel as though without that, this isn't America.
Right.
So,
yes,
and, you know, if you don't want...
You should be the president of CBS, honey.
No, really, and if you don't like what a person says, my motto is... Don't turn them on.
Right.
Tune them out.
Well, you know what? You're too logical. First off, you're too logical to be a woman.
Too much sense.
And second off, you're way too logical to not be working in radio.
Amen.
But wait a minute now, because now you're going to censor you guys, or just because Howard has Robin, does it make him not racist? I mean, where is the line drawn?
Boy, I mean, there's so many of these things that I want to talk about.
And now we've got to go find ourselves a black.
For this show.
For our show.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about black issues.
Well, he's driving over here right now. He's finished his route.
Robert the Mailman.
No. He's in Taiwan.
Please.
Oh, he's in Taiwan?
I wonder if he has any idea this is going on.
He's the last person I want to talk to today. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, do you guys listen to when Imus is saying he has a phology at the end? And I think he sounds a little bit like Forrest Gump.
A little? You know, nothing like kicking somebody when they're down.
Well, at least he'll sleep good tonight.
He's got more money than Jesus.
Hello,
Don
and Mike show. Let me go burn down that ranch tonight.
He'll be fine.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Would that be great if he would just...
In his underwear.
Torched it.
God damn it.
His old cowboy hat.
What do you think of this? How about all the good things I've done?
He's got a bottle of gasoline.
Give me the kerosene, Bernard.
Big can of gasoline out there. Naked, just his cowboy hat on.
Well, let me ask you. You were the one that actually called this on Monday. You said this was going to happen. Where do you think he's going to go? You think he's going to pack it in totality, or do you think he'll resurface?
I guarantee there's a little thing called Fox News Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will pick his tired ass up like nobody's business.
Satellite radio? Maybe?
Satellite radio, I think, will pick him up.
Branson, Missouri.
Stage show, Rob.
Hello.
All right.
Don and Mike show.
The IMIS
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, do you guys realize if you have that forum that Michael O'Meara may have to work an 8-hour day?
You know, don't think it wasn't. When Don was saying we go on both shows, I did have a little, I felt a little queasy for just a moment.
Yeah.
I really, really did. See, Don could do it, you know, with me. Well, I'll be on one of the shows, guaranteed.
He'll be on the white show.
And really, well, I might be on the black show depending on, you know, how nice a day it is.
The night before. Oh,
if it's really a beautiful day, a beautiful golf day.
But you don't have the option if we do that. You really should try, my lord.
Yes.
To make both shows.
I'll do my very best, my lady.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Donald B. McGill.
Yeah, right. Hi.
Hey, I know you guys like watching YouTube. You got to tune into a show on MTV called Scarred. You'll love it.
What's it called?
Scarred.
What's it about?
Broken bones and big cuts and lacerations.
Yep. All right, we're there.
I felt so, like, little today when I came trundling downstairs. I said, Don, I found this YouTube thing. It's fantastic. I know how to surf it now. And you'd seen it, what, 3 weeks before?
Oh, it's the thing with
the Lily Tomlin rave.
Lily Tomlin screaming at the I Heart Huckabees guy because the director's calling her a C word.
And then she screams at him. The first one is her screaming at the director. And then the director has a full-fledged meltdown on her, which is great.
Would you like to call an excessively bright listener while you're talking about YouTube? We got an email from a guy, and he gave his phone number and permission to call him. The sentence is this, all lowercase letters. Just wanted to know the name of the website Don and Mike were looking at. Was it YouTube or what?
Well, I mean, you could call him personally.
But, I mean, who doesn't know about it?
Well, this guy, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to call him and... Still waiting on your answer.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
You know what he's doing. Can I be honest with you what Rob's doing?
What's he doing?
Anything to get us off this subject.
Distracting. Yeah.
I feel myself hanging in the lurch.
Just step away. Don't worry. I'll protect you.
Okay, thank you.
Safe.
Let me go get this makeup
You're
off.
You're safe with me. Just crawl into my pouch. Crawl into my little kangaroo pouch.
Donnie the marsupial.
I'll protect you. You and I will still have our fun.
So can I call and make fun of this guy like one-on-one at least?
Sure.
Okay,
out.
Thank you.
Go ahead. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.